One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sheila. I'm 15. For years, I've been following my mom's ridiculous rules. But I've had enough. Every family has rules that the kids have to follow. For example, do your homework on time, don't eat in front of the computer, turn off the lights when you leave the bathroom. These rules are normal, and I agree that they should exist. I wish our rules were like that. But my mom's rules are irrational, illogical, and totally meaningless. I'm sure you'll agree with me when I give you a few examples. Here's one. In our house, we are not allowed to watch movies or shows on our computers. I have to watch them on the TV in the living room. Why? Because my mom wants to see what I'm watching. Actually, this is sort of normal. But we have pieces of paper taped to the wall behind the TV. All the TV shows and movies that I'm not allowed to watch are listed on them. Every time my mom hears of a show or movie she thinks might be harmful, she adds it to the list. For instance, I'm not allowed to watch Sabrina because it's witchcraft propaganda. I can't watch superhero movies because, according to my mom, they don't make sense and they're putting strange ideas in my head. I think the weirdest movie that I'm not allowed to watch is Cinderella. Do you know why it's on the list? Because it makes mothers look bad. When my mom first told me that, I said, but that woman is the villain of the story, and also she's a stepmother. My mom wouldn't have it. There are no bad mothers, she said. As bad as the TV rules are, the ones for going online are even worse. First of all, I can only use the internet for 30 minutes on weekdays and an hour on the weekends. This is normal too. The problem is that my mom checks my phone and computer every Friday at 8 p.m. I show her my browser history, my Google search history, my YouTube history, and all my conversations with my friends. My mom goes through them all one by one. She asks me about websites she doesn't recognize or researches them herself. She looks through the names of the videos in my YouTube history, and she watches those she thinks might be bad for me. If it were up to my mom, she wouldn't let me use the internet because it's something she's not familiar with. But thankfully, my dad always argues with her about it, and he's on my side. That's the only reason she lets me go online, even if it's for a little while keeping everything I do there under strict control. My mom has another super weird rule about television. Let me tell you about that before I forget. She hates all the TV commercials. As soon as a commercial starts, she wants the TV turned off right away. Her mother, that is my grandmother, thought television was not appropriate for children. When my mom was little, she was only allowed to watch the commercials. She spent her childhood watching commercials on TV. By the time she got older, she couldn't stand them. If a commercial comes on while she's watching TV, she puts her hands over her eyes and starts screaming, "Turn off the TV! Turn it off!" in a panic. She looks so funny like that, but I can't laugh. Because if I do, I can get a punishment that will ruin my day. Do your parents make you follow rules that you think are weird? If so, please let me know in the comments. I actually think such ridiculous rules only exist in our house and nowhere else. When my friends come over for a sleepover, I have to let them know about the rules. It really embarrasses me to tell them, but I have no other choice. One time, there was a really unpleasant incident. In our house, it is absolutely forbidden to flush the toilet after my mom goes to bed. A friend of mine was staying over for the first time. Unfortunately, I forgot to tell her not to flush. Of course, like a normal person, she flushed the toilet after using it. When my mom heard the sound, she came running and pounding on the bathroom door, thinking it was me in there. My friend was obviously really scared and never came to our house again. My mom has a bunch of ludicrous rules related to sleep as well. I'm actually surprised that I've been able to follow all of them. For example, we can only put on our pajamas just before we go to bed, and we have to take them off as soon as we get up. You see, I can't wear my pajamas when I'm not in my bed. The weirdest part is that if I get up at night to go to the bathroom, I have to change into my normal clothes. Because that's the rule. When I get back from the bathroom, I need to change back into my pajamas before going back to bed. Because of this, I haven't been going to the bathroom at night for years. And of course, there's more. In our house, you can only use the bed at nighttime. For example, you can't just come home from school and say, "I feel so sleepy, I'll take a quick nap in my bed," or "I'll lie down on my bed and look at Instagram for a while." Because we are absolutely forbidden to use the bed except when going to sleep at night. Even when I'm sick, I can only lie down on the couch in the living room. I can't go to my own bed until it's time to sleep at night. As I keep talking, I keep remembering more rules. My mom has some legendary rules about food. For instance, in our house, we are not allowed to drink any beverages while eating. Including water? I can almost hear you asking. That's right. Since water is a beverage, we can't drink it either. Because my mom thinks that if we drink anything, the liquid will fill our stomach and we'll eat less. I usually have a hard time swallowing food because my throat is dry, but my mom never gives in. She says, "You can drink after you finish eating." I can never argue with her at that moment because another one of her rules is to never speak while eating. Mom thinks that if I speak, my stomach will fill up with air and I won't eat enough. You might think I'm too thin or I eat very little, but of course, that is not the case at all. These are just my mom's weird obsessions. To stay on the subject of food, another rule at our house is that we can't hold the fridge door open for more than 10 seconds. Everything inside the fridge has designated spots. We open the fridge door, we take what we want from its spot, and close the door before our 10 seconds are up. So what happens when I don't obey the rules? As you might have guessed, I get punished. Just like our rules, the punishments in our house are also different. Breaking each rule is punished in a different way. For example, we're not allowed to fall asleep while watching TV. If I do fall asleep, my mom wakes me up immediately. For my punishment, I must go out and run 5 laps around the house. It doesn't matter if it's snowing outside or if it's after midnight. Whoever falls asleep watching TV runs 5 laps. You might ask, you may be following your mom's rules because you're a kid, but why is your dad doing it? I'm curious about that too. I think my dad is too in love with my mom. He really loves her. He can't say anything because he doesn't want to upset her. But what is my reason for obeying? Is it because I'm a kid? No. I love my mom too, and I honestly think she has psychological issues. Why else would she come up with such weird rules? Even though she puts me through hell at home, I do what she says because I love her so much. Still, I don't think I'll be living here after I turn 18. I'll go to college in another city so that I can move out of this house. Because, as I said in the beginning, I'm so tired of following all these meaningless rules. Although I try not to upset my mom, we had a huge fight last week. She doesn't allow whistling in the house. I don't know why. I'm guessing it's because she has some kind of bad memory of it from her childhood. On the other hand, this rule never bothered me because I've never been able to figure out how to whistle. When I was little, I saw my friends doing it and tried to do it a few times, but I could never make the right sound. After that, I never even thought about it again. That day last week, I had a ton of homework. After coming home from school, I went to my room and started working on it. I wasn't aware of the time. I didn't even hear my mom come home from work. Suddenly, she barged into my room. She doesn't have a habit of knocking anyway. As soon as she came in, she said, "Don't you know you can't whistle in this house?" I told her, "Mom, I wasn't whistling. That would not be possible. I don't even know how." My mom began yelling even louder. "Sheila, do you think I'm deaf? I'm making dinner in the kitchen. You've been whistling all these tunes. I couldn't take it anymore," she said. Once my mom is hung up on something, it's impossible to convince her otherwise, so I just let it go. I said, "Okay, Mom, if you don't believe me, then there's nothing I can do," and shut up. But I'd never gotten punished for breaking the no whistling rule before. I had to ask, "So what's my punishment? What do you want me to do?" She said, "You'll be walking to and from school for 3 months. I got so mad. I said, Mom, it would take me an hour and a half to walk to school. That means I have to get up an hour earlier every morning. And she started yelling again. That night was a nightmare. I was really upset. I cried all night. After a few hours of sleep, I woke up very early and walked to school. I kept crying on the way, too. I can say it was the worst day of my whole life. I'm still not over it. What's more, my mom is still not talking to me as if I'm guilty. I feel so relieved after sharing all this with you. If you're having problems because of the rules in your house, you can share them in the comments. I'm sure you'll feel much better too. Thank you for listening to me. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org.
Hi everyone, I'm Naomi. I know all kids love their mothers, but I really loved mine. She deserved all the love in the world and more. It was bewildering how kind she was. I believe she was sent to this world to show others how to be a good person. When she completed her mission, God called her back. She had cancer, but I didn't know it for a long time. My parents hid it from me. I thought she had been visiting my grandmother for a while, but she was in the hospital. One day, my dad picked me up from school and took me there. I was shocked to see my mom in bed. She looked so sick, and yet she was smiling. But she had a hard time speaking. I had to lean in very close to hear her. Naomi, my sweet girl, unfortunately, I won't be around much longer, but I'll keep loving you. Always remember that. I asked your dad to find someone else to marry because you're still so young. You need a loving family to grow up in. Please love your new mother. Be a happy family. That's how I'll be at peace. It's all I'm asking of you. This is how my mom said goodbye to me. She died a few days later. I was really sad, but I was also in a state of shock. A week earlier, I had my beloved mother with me, and now, when I was just 13, she was gone. It took me a while to believe it, but eventually I realized I had no choice but to accept this reality. One day, a few months later, my dad came up to me and said, "Naomi, we're going out for dinner. I'd like to introduce you to someone." He looked sheepish as he said it. He was looking at the floor. I couldn't help myself. "I don't want to meet anyone," I yelled. This time he looked at me. "Sweetie, I promised your mother that I would bring you up in a loving family. That was your mom's last wish. Please understand me," he said. I nodded in desperation. Mm-hmm. He was right, since she had told me the same thing. That was the day I met Cora. She was my dad's friend from college. They weren't very close back then, but had reconnected through Facebook. She was divorced and had a daughter around my age who was living with her dad. That fact alone should have been enough to tell me that she wasn't a good person. How could a mother leave her daughter? How could she let her live in another home? I didn't think about that at first. In fact, I liked her. She seemed affectionate and interested in me. She asked me a ton of questions to get to know me. She was also really funny. I laughed so hard that night that my face hurt. On our way back home, my dad said, "You like her too, right?" Mm-hmm. I smiled and nodded. "You don't have to love her like your mom. Not that it's even possible. All I'm asking is that you give her a chance," he said. I don't know if he would have listened to me if I'd said I didn't like her, but I still regret being so positive about her. After that, things moved really quickly. They got married and Cora moved in with us. Now I had a stepmother. Both my mom and my dad wanted me to love her, so I resolved to try my best, especially for my mom's sake. However, I quickly realized that this wasn't possible. Cora was like the evil stepmother in fairy tales. Every day, I would discover something new I didn't like about her. For one thing, she was a control freak. She didn't want the door to my room to be closed. Whenever I closed it, she'd open it. Finally, she made my dad remove the door. The excuse was that the door had to be painted. It turned out that she was also really selfish. Her doctor told her to consume less salt or cut it out completely if possible. From that day on, she started cooking without salt. She wouldn't even allow us to have salt on the table. She said she'd be tempted to use it, and therefore we couldn't have any either. She also had weird obsessions. For example, she'd never use a public bathroom. She believed that she would get all sorts of diseases if she did. She wouldn't let me use them either because she said I'd be bringing the bacteria home if I did. A few times I had to pee so bad that I had to run home. One weekend, my stepmom's daughter Amy came to stay with us after my dad insisted. I was suspicious of her because of her mom, but I was wrong because Amy was nothing like her. It turned out that she was super cool and we had a great time. I think Cora didn't like that we got along because she kept on asking me to do chores while Amy and I were hanging out. For example, my dad always takes the trash out in the evening, but for the first time, she asked me to do it. "My dad will do it later," I said, but she mumbled something like, "Do it now so that it doesn't smell." This was just one example. There are so many other things. She made me water all the plants. She made me clean the bathroom after she took a shower. She made me go out to the store to buy batteries for the TV remote and stuff like that. We were surprised each time. Amy knew her mother much better than I did and said, "You never know what to expect from her. I'm sure she has her reasons, but only she knows what they are." My stepmother kept on treating me the same way in the following days. I didn't understand why. The only thing I could think of was that Amy and I got along. I thought she probably got jealous because she didn't get along with Amy, even though she's her mom. "You're going to make our bed in the mornings," she said, but I protested. "Why? I already make my own bed," I said. "You need to learn to do housework. You'll need these skills later," she said, clearly making up an excuse. She was now making me take out the trash every day too. Even though we had someone coming to clean the house twice a week, she still made me vacuum everywhere, dust the furniture, and clean the floors after school. I couldn't say no because she always came up with weird excuses and didn't stop talking until I did. Sometimes I'd do what she asked just to shut her up. These were acceptable to a certain degree. The last straw was when she told me to wash her car. "I won't wash your car. Who do you think I am, your personal maid? This is way too much," I yelled. She started crying right away. I didn't know how to react. This grown woman was crying like a baby. I ran to my room. If my room had a door, I would have slammed it. Cora cried nonstop for hours. When my dad came home, her eyes were swollen. He was surprised and asked what was wrong. "Nothing," she said, acting like she didn't want to tell him. My dad kept on asking, so she finally gave in and told him what was wrong. Apparently, I was treating her like an enemy since the day she moved in. I was being rude to her when she spoke to me. I was trying to come between her and my dad. I could clearly hear everything she said. She was making up all sorts of lies, but she put me in such a terrible position that if I told my dad that she was lying, it was as if I'd be confirming all that she was saying. My dad came into my room hours later. He just said, "I didn't expect this from you." My stepmom twisted everything, so denying it would have made me sound bad, so I didn't say anything. The next day, when I came back from school, my stepmother held out the keys to her car, smiling. "Wash my car if you don't want to disappoint your dad again," she said. I did it, but I was so angry that I cried. I didn't want her to make up new lies to my dad. As I was washing the car, I got an idea. If I logged into her social media accounts, would I find something in her messages that would help me? After washing the car, I took out the trash, cleaned the bathroom, and took out the laundry from the washing machine. After a bunch of other chores, I went to my room and called Amy right away. I told her what was going on. "I need your help," I said. She said she'd be happy to help. "Do you know your mom's Facebook password? Any guesses?" I asked. "If she's still using the same password, it's the first two letters of our dog's name and her old car's license plate number," she said. She spelled it out and I wrote it down. I was shaking with anxiety. I opened my laptop and entered my stepmother's email address and the password that Amy guessed, but it didn't work. Then I had another idea. I ran out and checked the license plate number of the car I had just washed. I came back and entered the new number. Bingo! I was in my stepmother's Facebook. I quickly opened her messages. There was a long conversation between her and her sister where she described in detail all the things she made me do, everything she told my dad, and how she manipulated all of us. These messages were enough to show who she really was. There was also a message from her ex-husband. Her ex, who is Amy's dad, had written, "Start living an honest life. If you get caught again, I won't do anything to help you out this time." He was a lawyer, so Cora must have been involved in some criminal behavior. I didn't know what it was, though. You can guess what happened afterwards. When my dad came home, I called him to my room. I know it was wrong, but I had no other choice. "You need to read Cora's messages on Facebook," I said. My dad sat calmly and read through everything. He didn't say anything. He just took down some notes and made screenshots. Then he kissed me on my forehead and left. A while later, I heard the front door close. I guess my dad didn't want to have this conversation at home. He and Cora went out. When I went to bed, they still weren't back. When I woke up, Cora wasn't at home. While I was at school, she packed her stuff and left. I never saw her again. "Naomi, this was all my fault. I'm really sorry. I think we dodged a bullet." I talked to Cora's ex-husband. Turns out she really is a psycho. Terrible things could have happened to both of us. Thankfully, she can no longer hurt us. "We'll get through this together," he said. Since then, my dad and I have been living happily in our home with my amazing mother in our thoughts.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.